Hello and welcome back to Open Language. Today we are going to be talking about the Year of the Rooster. I'm Diana.
And my name is Spencer. You're listening to an elementary lesson today. And we are talking about the Chinese zodiac, right?
Exactly.
Alrighty. So we have two people in our lesson dialogue today, Alice and Connor. And they are talking about the Chinese zodiac. Maybe you're not totally clear on what that is, but we will clear that up for you after we listen to Alice and Connor. Let's do it.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Connor, what year is this year according to the Chinese zodiac?
It's the chicken year.
Oh, you mean the year of the rooster.
Ah, yes. The year of the rooster. Is that what you call it?
That's right. There are many different words for chicken. Rooster, cock, hen, and of course, chicken.
Why do you use rooster instead of those other words then?
It's got a nice ring to it. Plus, it has a better meaning.
Oh, I see. Do you know what your Chinese zodiac sign is?
I'm a rat.
You mean mouse?
Yes, but we say rat. Don't worry about it. Those are just fixed terms.
Okay, got it. I'm a dragon. Is there a different word for that?
Nope, a dragon is a dragon.
Dialogue, second time.
Connor, what year is this year according to the Chinese zodiac?
It's the chicken year.
Oh, you mean the year of the rooster.
Ah, yes. The year of the rooster. Is that what you call it?
That's right. There are many different words for chicken. Rooster, cock, hen, and of course, chicken.
Why do you use rooster instead of those other words then?
It's got a nice ring to it. Plus, it has a better meaning.
Oh, I see. Do you know what your Chinese zodiac sign is?
I'm a rat.
You mean mouse?
Yes, but we say rat. Don't worry about it. Those are just fixed terms.
Okay, got it. I'm a dragon. Is there a different word for that?
Nope, a dragon is a dragon.
Dialogue, third time.
Connor, what year is this year according to the Chinese zodiac?
It's the chicken year.
Oh, you mean the year of the rooster.
Ah, yes. The year of the rooster. Is that what you call it?
That's right. There are many different words for chicken. Rooster, cock, hen, and of course, chicken.
Why do you use rooster instead of those other words then?
It's got a nice ring to it. Plus, it has a better meaning.
Oh, I see. Do you know what your Chinese zodiac sign is?
I'm a rat.
You mean mouse?
Yes, but we say rat. Don't worry about it. Those are just fixed terms.
Okay, got it. I'm a dragon. Is there a different word for that?
Nope, a dragon is a dragon. All right, so Alice starts off by asking Connor, what year is this year according to the Chinese zodiac?
That's right. So she says, what year is this according to the Chinese zodiac? Okay, so maybe first we should clear up a Chinese zodiac, right?
Okay.
We said today's lesson is called the Year of the Rooster.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chinese zodiac is?
It is the 12 animals that everyone is... Well, what everyone is one of them, right?
Okay, yeah. According to that lovely phrase here, according to the Chinese zodiac, everybody is one of these 12 animals.
Mm-hmm.
So 12 animals in Chinese culture. I think you guys know what this is now,
yeah.
Right? The Chinese zodiac. So according to, so we have these two words together here that are very useful. So according to the Chinese zodiac, you might be one of these animals. For example, what are you, Diana?
I am Year of the Sheep.
Okay, so you are a sheep according to the Chinese zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and according to the Chinese zodiac, I am a rabbit.
All right. So according to is basically if you are going with something. So mm-hmm. we are going along with the Chinese zodiac. Mm-hmm. So if we're going along with the Western zodiac, then it's another completely different 12 signs, right?
Yeah, but you could say, according to the Western zodiac, I am a blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm, right? Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So according to, for all you Chinese people out there, it's just the 按照.
Right, right.
按照的意思. Okay.
Or 根据.
Yeah, pretty much. They're both similar. I think here, according to, is a little more like 按照.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, okay, moving along here.
So this is going to be our grammar point for this lesson. And just a couple more examples. How else can you use according to?
Yeah. According to the law, you have illegally parked your car.
All right. So according to the law, you can also say according to research,
mm-hmm.
According to what someone said, mm-hmm. what something said.
Mm-hmm. According to the weather report,
mm-hmm.
it will rain.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, cool. So let's move along here. Connor says, it's the chicken year. Yeah, it's kind
funny.
Of funny.
Yeah.
It's not proper English.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, oh, you mean the...
Year of the rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
So year of the rooster. So this, you know, a rooster is like a male chicken.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's got the nice long feathers and
the
that red crown.
Yeah, the red thing on its head.
Yes.
Yeah, so we always say the year of the...
Something.
Yeah. So given that there's many different animals in the Chinese zodiac, you might say the year of the pig.
Mm-hmm. Or the year of the snake.
Or the year of the horse.
Right.
Right. So it's you don't say it's horse year. You
mm-hmm.
don't say it's pig year. And
right.
you definitely don't say it's chicken year. You have to say the year of the, and then, you know.
Animal.
Yeah, of the animal. Okay, so Connor says, ah, yes, the year of the rooster.
Okay.
Is that what you call it? So a rooster, again, is?
A male chicken.
Yeah, so it doesn't lay eggs. It's the
yes.
it's the guy. It's,
yeah.
It's the male chicken.
So there are many different words for chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Rooster.
Cock.
Hen.
And, of course...
Chicken.
Right, chicken. So a rooster and a cock are both like the male chicken.
Yes.
And a hen is...
The female.
Yeah, is the one that lays eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And chicken is what we call the meat that we eat.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't call it, you know, the year of the chicken for that reason.
Yeah, but roosters and hens are both chickens. I mean, you can call
yeah.
them chickens. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
We also called scared people who are scared, we call them chickens too.
Yeah.
Don't be such a chicken.
Right. Maybe that's why we used rooster instead.
Mm.
It sounds a little bit more, you know, fancy.
Yeah, I guess.
A little bit, you know, more elegant.
But I'm the year of the rabbit. I mean, rabbits are, I don't know. I guess
rabbits are cute and cuddly.
Yeah, I guess rabbits are okay. I am cute and cuddly. Okay, so, you know, Connor here asks, why do you use rooster instead of the other words then? And Alice says...
It's got a nice ring to it.
Mm.
Plus, it has a better meaning.
Right. So, has a nice ring to it. It's got a nice ring to it. It
mm.
just means it sounds nice.
Yeah.
This is kind of a fixed saying here.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might say... It doesn't have much of a ring to it.
Right.
Meaning something doesn't sound too good. But a nice ring to it, a nice ring to something, it usually means, oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, let's say you're going to have a child.
Yeah.
And you're trying to think of the name or, you know, what you should name your child.
Mm-hmm.
And Diana says...
How about Ellen?
Ellen. Oh, that has a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Or Ellen. That doesn't have much of a ring to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Usually, nice ring to it is something we say for, like, names of, you know, if you're trying to decide the names of people,
mm-hmm.
like children
yeah.
or
I don't know, maybe you're starting a company and you're trying to think of a company name.
Yes.
Right?
Or maybe you're trying to create your own website. Mm-hmm. You've got to think of a domain name, mm-hmm. you know. What has a better ring to it? Facebook.com or thefacebook.com?
Okay. Right. Open language. Yeah, that kind of has a nice ring to it.
Right.
Right. Okay.
And one more thing with this phrase is that we never use it for describing music or songs or even sounds. It's always a word and usually a name.
Yeah, usually the name of something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you could be starting a music band and you say, oh yeah, that name rocks. That has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so she says, you know, it has a nice ring to it, plus it has a better meaning. Plus here just means also or and.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty useful way.
But it's a little bit more casual, right? Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
yeah.
It's on the way home.
Yeah. It's basically something we use to, it's like a conjunction. We use it to connect and to add more information about something.
Yeah. So Connor asks Alice, do you know what your Chinese zodiac sign is?
Mm. And Alice says, I'm a rat. Ooh.
Yeah, rat. I don't think of great things when I think of a rat.
Yeah, so rats, we call them, they're a type of rodent.
Mm-hmm.
Rodent are usually like these small mammals.
Yeah.
And a rat is like a really big mouse.
Right, because they're kind of the same. They look very similar.
Mm-hmm. But rats are usually bigger, and their tail doesn't usually have hair on it, I think.
Uh-huh, right.
And, you see them in the New York subway a lot. Yeah.
Or in dirty restaurants.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So the way that Alice replied, I'm a rat, is how you would reply, you know, no matter what your sign is or your animal in the Chinese zodiac. So you could say, I'm a rabbit.
Yeah. I'm a horse.
Yeah. I'm a dragon.
Yeah. So you can actually just say, I am this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
In Chinese, it's different. You have to use a special word. You know, you don't say, you know, 我是什么什么什么.
Yeah, yeah.
You say,
我是,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. Anyway, so it's a little different. In English, you can just say, I am this.
Yeah. But although one thing is that when you're talking about the Western zodiac, it's the same, right? In Chinese, you say that, you know, I am a, you know, Virgo.
Yeah.
Just like you would in English.
That's right. So, Connor's a little confused. He means, you mean a mouse? I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
A mouse is really just like a small rat.
A smaller rat,
A rat's like a big mouse.
Mm-hmm.
mice are smaller. And
I think of them as a little bit cuter.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're still dirty.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why we also don't use mouse and we use rat is because you could also say that someone who is very shy and quiet is kind of like a mouse.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Well, either way, they're just fixed terms.
All right. So fixed meaning it's...
Like doesn't change.
It's pretty constant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a term is a word that is used to describe something, basically.
Right. Like, something or a concept.
Yeah. A term is like... A term is a word that we use for an idea or a label of something. Terms are basically just, it's kind of like a word meaning like definition or just like label of something.
Right. And a lot of times I think it's a little bit more formal, right? Like there are just so many words for the word run, right? Mm-hmm. If you run slower, it's called jog. If you run faster, it's called sprint.
Yeah.
I would say they're kind of like terms. They're a little bit fancier.
Those are good examples. Those are different terms for different types of running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So, Spencer, how else can we use this term fixed?
You mean for like fixed sayings, fixed expressions?
Okay, so these are kind of like phrases that don't change.
Or a fixed phrase.
Right.
Yeah. Here we have fixed terms because Sayings, phrases, mm-hmm. expressions, a lot of the times can be more than one word.
Right, right.
Whereas a term is just like one word usually.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So here, talking about all these different animals, they're just terms for types of animals.
Yeah, so they're one word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas earlier we had an example talking about a nice ring to it.
Mm-hmm,
that's like a fixed expression.
Yes.
Or a fixed saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There are other things that can be fixed. For example, a fixed cost. Some people also get a fixed income, which basically means they get the same income kind of no matter what.
So they make the same amount of money like every month or mm-hmm. every year.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So it doesn't change. So fixed meaning stays the same.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So Connor seems to have gotten it. He says, I'm a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another word for that?
All right, so a dragon, I think everyone knows what this is.
Yeah, long.
Yeah, long.
Yeah, just a big fake animal.
It's
the only animal in the zodiac that's not real, I guess.
Well, they are real to the people who are dragons.
All right. Okay, so should we go ahead and listen to the dialogue again?
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Connor, what year is this year according to the Chinese zodiac?
It's the chicken year.
Oh, you mean the year of the rooster.
Ah, yes. The year of the rooster. Is that what you call it?
That's right. There are many different words for chicken. Rooster, cock, hen, and of course, chicken.
Why do you use rooster instead of those other words then?
It's got a nice ring to it. Plus, it has a better meaning.
Oh, I see. Do you know what your Chinese zodiac sign is?
I'm a rat.
You mean mouse?
Yes, but we say rat. Don't worry about it. Those are just fixed terms.
Okay, got it. I'm a dragon. Is there a different word for that?
Nope, a dragon is a dragon.
Dialogue, second time.
Connor, what year is this year according to the Chinese zodiac?
It's the chicken year.
Oh, you mean the year of the rooster.
Ah, yes. The year of the rooster. Is that what you call it?
That's right. There are many different words for chicken. Rooster, cock, hen, and of course, chicken.
Why do you use rooster instead of those other words then?
It's got a nice ring to it. Plus, it has a better meaning.
Oh, I see. Do you know what your Chinese zodiac sign is?
I'm a rat.
You mean mouse?
Yes, but we say rat. Don't worry about it. Those are just fixed terms.
Okay, got it. I'm a dragon. Is there a different word for that?
Nope, a dragon is a dragon.
Dialogue, third time.
Connor, what year is this year according to the Chinese zodiac?
It's the chicken year.
Oh, you mean the year of the rooster.
Ah, yes. The year of the rooster. Is that what you call it?
That's right. There are many different words for chicken. Rooster, cock, hen, and of course, chicken.
Why do you use rooster instead of those other words then?
It's got a nice ring to it. Plus, it has a better meaning.
Oh, I see. Do you know what your Chinese zodiac sign is?
I'm a rat.
You mean mouse?
Yes, but we say rat. Don't worry about it. Those are just fixed terms.
Okay, got it. I'm a dragon. Is there a different word for that?
Nope, a dragon is a dragon.
Okay, so before we get out of here today, before we end today's lesson, we are just going to talk a little bit about the 12 animals of the Chinese zodiac.
All right.
And I think you know all of them in order, don't you, Diana?
Right. I actually learned it in Chinese. My dad taught me. And we will now translate that into English.
Can you remember to say it in order in English, or do you have to say it in order in Chinese?
Ooh, that's a good question. I usually have to say it in Chinese.
Okay, let's try the English.
All right, so first we have the rat.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the ox.
Mm.
And then the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Then you, the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Then next we have the dragon, snake, horse. And then next is the one that kind of always changes.
Was it the sheep or the goat or the ram?
Yeah.
So say sheep.
Let's just say sheep, yeah. And then we have the last four, monkey, rooster, dog, then pig.
Oh, wow. Congrats. Good job. All right, she remembered all 12 in order. I can do that with the Western zodiac signs. I don't have the Chinese ones memorized in order. Okay, cool. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson. And if you have any, you know, questions, comments, leave them here for us in the comments section and we will get back to you. And what sort of Chinese zodiac sign are you?
Mm-hmm.
We'd be interested to know. Let us know.
Especially if you're a rooster.
Yeah, what kind of characteristics... what's so special about the rooster? Let us know here at Open Language, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
What do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you